Chapter 23. Johnny DeLange saw the underground manager coming up the haulage towards him. There was no mistaking that tall, wide-shouldered silhouette, nor the man's free, swinging stride. "Whee!" Johnny whistled with relief, grateful for the premonition that had warned him to pack the 50-pound cardboard cartons of Dynagel into the explosive locker of the railway truck, rather than, as he usually did, pile them haphazard onto the platform in defiance of safety standards. "Stop!" Johnny commanded the busboy and his assistant who were pushing the truck, and it trundled to a halt beside Rod. "Morning, Johnny."
"Hello, Mr. Ironsides."
"How's it going?" Johnny hesitated before replying, and immediately Rod was aware of the tension between the three men. He glanced at the two Swazis. They were sullen and apprehensive. "There's been trouble," he thought. "Not like Johnny. He's too clever to let tension cut down his fathomage." "Well..." Johnny paused again. "Look, Mr. Ironsides, get rid of this bastard for me." He jerked his thumb at the busboy. "Give me someone else." "What's the trouble?" asked Rod. "No trouble, I just can't work with him." Rod raised an eyebrow in disbelief, but turned to the busboy. "Are you happy in this section, or do you want transfer?"
"I want transfer," growled the busboy.
"Right." Rod was relieved. Sometimes in a case like this, the Swazi would refuse transfer.
"Tomorrow you'll be told your new section," said Rod.
"Nkosi." The busboy glanced sideways at his assistant.
"It is the wish of my friend that he transfers with me."
So that's it, Rod thought, the ever-present spectre, which we must ignore because we can find no way to lay it. Johnny had probably caught them at it.
"Your friend shall go with you," Rod nodded, telling himself that this was not condonation, but merely practical politics. If he separated them, the boss boy would pick on someone else who might not be receptive. Then there would be more trouble, stabbings, faction fighting.
"I'll get you a replacement," he told Johnny, and then suddenly a thought occurred to him. "My God, yes, what a team they would make!"
"Johnny, how would you like Big King?"
"Big King?" Johnny's gaunt, bony features split into a wide smile.
"Now you're talking, boss."